Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes stressing, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm G'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Take a vibe, take a
vibe. Yo.
Let the beat drop. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back, y'all. We at it again, okay? Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. So what it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Hey, another Sunday fun day. You already know. Roll something up, light something up. Kick it with your people. You know how we do. Let's do it again and again.
Oh man, we gonna get personal. We gonna get deep. We gonna have one of those conversations, man. If you're tuning into the show, we do this, right? You know, we have story time and all types of things. You know, you never know what's gonna be disclosed during the episode. So, man, I'm ready to get hyped. First and foremost, let's give a shout out to our top five countries tuning in. There was a shift. I told you it was coming.
Okay.
Run it down. I sent it to you today. I know.
You sent it to me, but I don't know about a shift, but I'm going to run it down. So number five, we got the land down under. We got the continent of Australia. So shout out to them. You know, shout out to them, New Zealand and all that, surrounding the areas over there, down under on the other side of the world. Number four, We got Viking country, you know, shout out to Europe, Switzerland, Northern Europe. Number three, we got Northern America. North America. Shout out to Canada, you know, our peoples up north. Number two, we got the United Kingdom. You know, big shout out to England, London Town, all that type stuff. And number one, as of course, as I always say now, America the beautiful. Like it, love it, hate it. You know what I'm saying? It's all a beautiful struggle. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you.
Two
United
and three
States.
Shifted. Remember, Canada been holding it down, number two for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, they do go back and forth, so I get a little confused because they be like 2-3, 3-2. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, shout out, man.
And salute to United Kingdom for coming back, taking
Africa
the number two spot. Tell a friend and another
Africa
friend
back.
To tune in. Get your country in our top five countries.
Come on, Africa.
Man, we keep it real, funky, and uncut over here.
Facts. That's what I love about it, man.
Man,
what we do.
So my week has – okay – my week is called Ascensions, right?
Ooh,
and so the
nice.
More I dive into my spirituality, the more I pay attention, right? It's these lessons that have been put right in my face. You understand me? Things that like I'm looking at now and I'm like, oh, okay. And I know that if I'm wrong, the universe will correct me. But me finding these answers, it feels so right. So I know I'm going in the right direction, right? And so it's just been ascensions. It's like me paying attention to me, right? You know, and hence the conversation. You know, we'll get into it later on about the topic. I bring the table, right? I bring the table.
Okay.
I bring the building. You know, I bring the pain. And I really don't date. I don't date under me, okay? I have in my lifetime – I have dated under me, but it's not a usual thing for me to date under me, right? You know, it's kind of like it's a lot of realizations that has been happening. I mean, just with, like, I know that I'm not the same person just with people around me. You know what I'm saying? At one point in my life, it was just like, you know, I was praying, like, you know, asking the Creator to allow me to be able to help others around me, right? But then I had to realize that I was saying the prayer wrong, right? And I was interpreting it wrong, right? Allow me to be a help to people, right? A help to people is not financial. You know what I'm saying? Because the level that I'm at, if I take a fall, I don't have anybody around me that can pick me back up in the manner that I need to be. I have to do it on my own because it's lessons that I got to learn along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Need that foundation.
And so I had said to myself, okay, you know what? I can't help people financially. If you're in certain situations, there's nothing that I can do. I got to let you get yourself out of that situation. But I'm going to give you some of this good game. Now, if you want to take it, great. If you don't,
that's cool too.
But that's about all I can do at this point, and I see the difference in myself. You know what I'm saying? Where I used to be like, you know, here, there's no problem. Here you go. You know, get right. That's not helping
you.
That's hindering you.
Don't give your power away. Yeah, don't give
you know what I'm saying?
Away.
That's
don't
hindering
power,
you because, you know, I'm giving you something, but you didn't even work for what you're getting. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so I briefly touched on the fact, you know, definitely been in a relationship. I've been very low-key with this relationship. I talk about it more here than anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? But very low-key, and it has been great. Right? Great. And knowing that people go through things, you know, and we have our rough patches and, you know, we take a break,
everybody does.
Let's figure it out. And so, you know, I was saying, like, man, I think I'm just finna leave this alone. But we've been on the rocks, right? We've been on the rocks. Mm. And in this process, we had this good conversation, right? And in this conversation, right, it was like he knows that I'm just like really on the verge of walking away and never looking back. It's like a light bulb like turned on inside of him. You know what I'm saying? And so in this conversation, as he was pointing out some things, right, where I would be like, oh, that shit, you know, that shit minor or whatever. Like okay, example. We keep it fluid here. We keep it 100.
Yeah,
all right.
Trust
so
tree.
An example. He was like, if I tell you I don't like something, then you don't say anything back to me. You just change it up, right? So
yeah.
Now when I hear that, I'm like, well, action speaks louder than words. So if I change my behavior, then that means that, you know, that should be okay. He said, but who are you to tell me that it's okay? If I'm telling you that's a problem, I want you to acknowledge it. It's a little narcissistic-y, you know what I'm saying? But I have to understand that's who he is, and he's never pressured me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't like the way I dress, right? And so when we first started dating, he let it be known, but he let me do me. He like, I understand I'm not going to stop your bag. I'm not going to stop anything that you're doing. He was never okay with the modeling thing. But a man of value, a real man that has real money, not these people around here that they got their life savings in their house. You know what I'm saying? Not them type of men. Sis, we're going to talk about how to snatch, you know what I'm saying, a stable emperor, okay? Somebody that got investments, that got good credit, that's millionaire status, multimillionaire status. Those are what we're talking about. Those are the type of people that we gonna talk about, right? We're going to get y'all there, sis. But, you know, he made it of a point to let me know, but he never was like, okay, I want you to change X, Y, Z. Me, being the goddess that I am, you know, I waited to see if we were going to get serious, right, before I made any changes. It was no pressure. But once we got serious, I respected him enough to know he don't like that, so let me alter that. Why am I doing that? You know, I got the prize right here. You know what I'm saying? Two of them. I'm the prize, he the prize. So things like that. So in our conversation, you know, he was letting me know those things. And for me, I felt like it wasn't a big deal, but for him, it was. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, hey, I changed it, but it was an issue. Anywho, in this conversation, I realized that Spirit was showing me through something else. I was mirroring one of my friends. We was basically mirroring each other, and it's certain things that stood out. And the things that stood out were the things that me and my dude had in this conversation. And it was so weird because I'm like, dang, you know, this my homie, but my homie do this and this. I said, that's weird, but that's them, so I ain't tripping. But I didn't know that I was doing the same thing, and that's why the universe was pointing these things out to me and my friend, because these were things that I needed to change about myself. I didn't even notice that I was doing it, right? So I said that to say extensions, you know, like, you shouldn't want anybody to, like, I don't want anybody to tell me what I need to do, because then, therefore, I got to go through it again and identify so that I can ascend to the next level. And I successfully did it on my own to be able to ascend to the next level. I just start to pay attention at these ascension moments when I learn something about myself and improve it, and I actually look down at the person who I was and be like, oh, man, I just really see myself changing so much, you know? Like, the more money that come in, the more, like, I'm grounded. And so what I want to say to the people, right, and then I'm done, what I want to say to the people is everybody want money. Everybody want to get it. Everybody want to be at a certain level. But listen, let me tell you something. I've seen so much money in my day, well over $1 million by me in my day. I ran through so much money in my day, right? Sometimes there are lessons that you have to learn so that you can be stable when it comes in, right? So that you can you can invest in the right things and you can get the right things. So your time is
everything
coming.
Happens for
don't,
a reason.
Don't sit back and say, well, when is it going to be my time? And when am I going to get this? And when am I going to get that? Don't question the universe. Continue to work on you, and everything else will, like, come together. You know what I'm saying? And I'm at peace, but I was thinking, and I was like, okay, I don't know if I'm gonna walk away from this or I'm gonna stay. And so my last little message from Spirit was last night, because I was about to go do something else completely, and I've only been, you know, with my peoples. You know what I'm saying? So and then we on the rock. So I was about to go do something else last night, and it didn't happen. And I said, all right, Spirit, that was the last, like, okay, if this would have happened, I know it would have taken my attention, but it kind of would have took me backwards because my attention wouldn't be as aligned as I am right now. I wouldn't have as much peace dealing, you know what I'm saying, in this situation as I would now, and it wasn't supposed to happen. I was like, man, I'm going back home. I called, he's like, you done out there playing with them broke niggas? I'm like, okay, why everybody got to be broke? But no, it, you know, and it wasn't that I was even entertaining anybody while we was on this, you know, little hiatus. I was just like, what do I want to do? You know what I'm saying? Type, what do I want to do type thing? Like, and so, yeah, I'm back home. So that was my week. I'm going to go back.
Right.
I'm going to get out this rain. That damn right. Dating so, pool got pee in it. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, that's interesting that you said your week is called Ascensions. My week this week is called Affirmations. And, you know, I feel a shift coming in, you know what I'm saying, because it's the fall and it's Libra season. And for the first, like, Libra is one of those signs and one seasons that, like, it just kind of comes and goes. You know, it has came and gone in the past, like it does every year, obviously. But what I'm just trying to say is, like, this year I'm just more aware, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you study Libras and stuff like that, it's all about balance. And, you know, I noticed with me in the past, like, if I, you know, you're like, you could slip in this season, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, so, you know, that's why Libras is all about the balance. So now I'm just trying to make sure that I'm just totally balancing the things that I'm doing. And so the affirmations for me has been, you know, manifest greatness. You know, and then, you know, I write it down, and then I'm saying it, and I'm believing it. You know what I'm saying? So manifest greatness, and that's in anything that I do, you know, whether it's this show, whether it's real estate, whether it's my interior decorating, anything that I'm doing, I just want to be great at it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just manifest greatness. I'm just saying it, writing it down. And then, you know, big shout-out to Westside Gunn. I'm going to get into his album review in the world famous Chopper, but a couple things stood out to me. One is just more money on the way. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm writing that down and I'm saying it, more money on the way, more money on the way, more money on the way. It's like a chant, you know what I'm saying? And then the other one that I got to give him a shout out to too, because this is just a prayer, you know what I'm saying? It's just, and this is just how I feel. This just goes with my aura. I guess it's that Leo shit for me. I don't know how it hits anybody else, but this is how it hits for me. But, you know, Fly God is an awesome God. Like, I just say that now from time to time. Write it down. Fly God is an awesome God. Say it. Fly God is an awesome God. Say it. Believe it. Write it down. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm manifesting all of this. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of feel right now. So I'm really just, you know, taking all that in, you know, especially right now in this season because I'm just feeling it right now. So I'm on that right now. And then just on another note, I think I might have found the first official Brooklyn dispensary, you know what I'm saying, as far as marijuana. So I'm thinking I'm going to check that out this week, you know what I'm saying? One of my associates brought it to my attention because he knew I was looking for it. He was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Look what I stumbled upon, you know what I'm saying? So I'll probably check that out, man. I've been, ever since I saw Pulp Fiction way back in the day and, you know, dude, John Travolta's character came back from Amsterdam and was like, yeah, man, I went today and they selling it. I just got a chance to go to the menu and just order what I want. I just always had like a weed fetish when it comes to that. So I can't wait to do that. So I'm going to probably check that out and, you know, give my review on that. And then another thing, too, and big shout out to you, Black, because I just want to shout you out because, you know, even though we do our show and everything that we do this week, I definitely respect your writing skills and, you know what I'm saying, your books and that. That's one thing that just made me gravitate towards the show and doing this with you because I respect what you do, you know, in that lane. But I got to shout out Bethany Benz. Like I said, I got a chance to order a book last week on Amazon. And it's like
y'all
a very
short
book.
Y'all see how he just came into that? You know, he's like, let me pay homage to Black and then let me hold on this way. Yeah, I don't want Black to say he ain't read my books yet to come back and fly through Bethany. But go ahead, man. Let's talk about
that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to shout it out, man, because you know what? I like rawness, man. I'm just attracted to that shit. I'm just now, the older I get, I've been like this since I was a kid. And it's just like, it's manifesting in me. Like, I just, something about just raw life, you know what I'm saying, just attracts me, man. And now I'm just accepting it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I say that to say this. Like, that's why I love rap music. I love just the raw shit. That's why I can't wait to give you my review on this Hitler Wears Hermes Part 8, Side B. But anyway, before that, you know, Bethany Benn. So wait. What I was going to say was the reason I love rap music is I love the rawness to it. You know what I'm saying? The storytelling and stuff like that. And like I said, it lets my mind go. But then as far as, like, books, of course, I like all types of books. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a reader, just like I'm a listener. You know what I'm saying? Those are my two senses that I really just let my imagination just flow. And it's something about women that's been in adult entertainment. When they write a book, to me, that's just like, I got to get it. Especially if I, you know, been a fan of their work or something like that, because I got to just see their story. I got to see it from their angle, because that's such a raw, you know, lifestyle in a way. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to give her props, man. And, you know, it inspired me. I can't wait to do my top 10 list, and hopefully we can get her on the show, whatever the case may be. But I just want to shout it out, man. It's only like 55 pages, but it hit hard. Like, she just got to the points. And, like, I got to give it thumbs up, man. Like, it's a excellent read. It's a quick read, excellent read, to the point. And she touches on a lot of stuff. And I love the maturity. Like, that's what I was just so surprised about, because she got, like, such an accent when she talks or whatever. So it's like when you're writing it, you don't hear the accent. You just hear what the person's saying. So you don't have no preconceived notions or whatever. And you can really take them seriously. And, yeah, I was just pleasantly surprised by, like, you know, just the flow of the book. And then I love the way the mic drop at the end of the book. I ain't going to give it away if anybody want to read it, but I love, like, the mic drop of it. It was just like, man, I was like, yo. So just good stuff. So I just want to shout that out. So that's been cool. So, yeah, man, so that's my week, man. I love just being inspired by, like, art. And, like, any type of art that's just good, I'm inspired by it. So,
yeah, we in week two, and Smooth hasn't called in. So hopefully you know, the show's asshole is okay. You know, they was going through what they're going through in New Orleans after being hit with that major storm, and he had been at work for like 2 weeks from the last time that we did speak with him, and they trying to get New Orleans back together. So hopefully he okay.
I know the football team is going back finally, too. So that's been a situation down there, man. So I hope he's good. But, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he's good. You know, he normally don't take that long off. So hopefully everything come together. I wanted to give a shout-out to, like, all of my people on my YouTube page, right?
Ooh, and, yeah, go ahead.
You know, when you nurturing, right, you nurturing your baby, and you just watching it grow. And it's like, oh, my God, like, this is really happening, you know? Like, it's crazy to me. But I'm loving every minute of it. And it's like I'm over 4,000 subscribers now.
Damn.
Over 4,100, let me say that. Over 4,100 now.
Okay.
And it's growing, and Friday, I did a reading for Pisces, and I was just absolutely blown away, because within 24 hours, it had 6,000 views. That means that my page is getting traction. That means that, you know, I'm getting that exposure.
People, astrology is deep, man. That's
man,
some deep stuff, man.
I was just in awe. That was my biggest video to date. Now, I've had videos to get 2,000 views in 24 hours, 3,000 in 24 hours was the max. That doubled that, you know, and a lot of things that's happening that I kind of sit back and I'll be like, you know, spirit is just saying, get ready, you know, get ready for this to happen. Like, don't just think that you have a plan. You know, I told you I have a retirement date. I still have my day job, and people are like, why you still have your day job? I do have children, so most importantly, for the awesome ass benefits that I get, y'all would probably be like, y'all would try to figure out something to say if I told you how much I really pay for my benefits, but I work hard for what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I do what I do, so I keep it for the benefits. The job itself is not hard.
Don't work the job, work for you.
Yeah, I've worked myself to where I'm not in a position that's very, you know, hard and strenuous, and, you know, it works for me. That's why. But I do have a retirement date. on or before, right? And that is there. And so I got that date, what, a month or two ago? I was like, okay, this is the date. And a part of manifesting is clearly deciding what you want so it can come to you. And I just see things happening, like, and all I hear is, you know, just be ready. It's happening. So this is not something that I just put together in my head and was like, okay, well, this is what I want to do. Like, the universe is showing me, like, hey, it's happening. You know, like, be ready now, you know. What you going to do? And so my laptop for my job went out this week. So I hadn't worked all week. So this week I actually just really focused on, you know what I'm saying, my YouTube page. Like, I did a lot of, you know, tarot and structured and, you know, listening to, you know, messages from spirit, you know, when I'm off so I can, you know, when I'm not doing content so I can just revamp and really set into what I'm doing. And I love it, okay? I love it. But let's jump into the topic for tonight. As promised, you guys, look at Smooth would have been called in there talking about y'all done been talking about nothing for 30 minutes. So we're going to get into the next topic, right? So last week we were saying, why do men think it's okay to ask a woman for sex without adding value to that woman, right? Mo Benz, he made a point. He was like, okay, well, what about women? What about women? And I'm never a man basher or a woman basher. Listen, y'all going to get it equally, right? So tonight's topic, right, we're talking about balance. Why do women want men to add value to them and they're not bringing anything to the table? Why do you want money from this man and you're not bringing anything to the table? Now, this is a touchy situation because we are in a struggle with our women right now. We are in a struggle mentally with our women right now when it comes to the balance of this situation.
The balance is that
a lot of women feel as though it's okay to just take care of men. And the thing about it is, y'all taking care of men, and y'all not even in a relationship with these men. Like, you can try to make it seem like you're in a relationship with everybody else, but we're going to be honest, sis. This is me and you talking, okay? This spiritual God is here, okay? So we're going to get into some life coaching tonight. Because y'all out here giving you, I mean, just even what we were talking about last night in reference to all of these, doing these interviews and getting into all of these things and these women coming out, you know, my baby daddy or whatever, he wasn't even in a relationship with you, and you talk about how much money you spent and you took him there, you took him here. He literally was not in a relationship, right? And so for the women, and I sit back and I look at these women that go on and be like, oh, your ex. Like, y'all delusional to make somebody ex that was never in a relationship with them, right? And that lets me know that you are a part of the problem. First of all, you don't even have a commitment. But yet you are out here talking about, that's my man, so I want to make sure he's straight. That's my boo. I want him. All these women out here, y'all own the same thing, this portion that I'm talking to. So if you can't get a commitment out of this person, and this person has never brought anything to your table, why do you feel it's important to just go take the whole table to somebody that's sitting under the overpass? That ain't, you know what I'm like a bum is what I'm finna say. Like, how are you trying to cater to somebody that has never catered to you? Just because you want something so bad, like, you gonna trick yourself into believing that it's for you and this is what you're supposed to do. So we're going to get y'all out the way first, because y'all are the problem. Y'all are the problem, because now you have men thinking, oh, okay, well, all they got to do is look good and smell good and give her some good wood, and she going to look out for me. You know, you got men living in the life of expectancy from a woman. I'm old school, and I believe in mine taking care of me, and I really don't have a problem. Mine's standing the pain to be a man, but he got his own, I got my own. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the only way it's going to be like that. But he is really for, like, he don't let me get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, he ain't going to let me get comfortable. But you know, he wouldn't be a millionaire if he was so easily to just be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they don't work like that. But y'all women are the problem because y'all the same women that sit and point and finger like, oh, why you always asking a man for money? Or why you doing this? And you shouldn't have to do this. I got you. I'll pay and I'll die. You ain't gave this man the chance to show you what he can offer you because you trying to offer him everything to be there, and he ain't really going to take you serious. He going to tell you what you need to hear just to keep the money coming in. Like, y'all don't have nothing to offer in real life, so you going to leave with the little money that you have, and you suffering yourself. You ain't got your life in alignment. You ain't got your stuff together because you taking every little dime. You going in your 401ks. You doing all of this stuff for this man that ain't showed you nothing, sis. You can't do that. Yeah. Like, that is a man's duty. No matter what age we are in, right? No matter what age we are in, you still have to allow a man to be a man. Or guess what? You're going to end up being the stand, right? Hurt, mad, lost, all of that. Now let's go to you women that be sitting back saying, he gotta have a car, he gotta have a house, he gotta take me out, he gotta pay for me an outfit if he wanna take me on a date, he gotta da 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 da, he gotta get my nails done. What? So it's a fine balance, right? Because ain't nobody got to do nothing for you since you're a grown woman. So what you guys are missing and why you can't have a healthy situation, ain't nobody trying to hold on to you. They running away from you, right? While you got this happening, you got somebody over here either taking you for your money or them running away from you. You don't know the balance of aligning your energy. Sis, don't nobody have to do nothing for you. Matter of fact, sis, you supposed to have all that together. If you out here dating, you supposed to have clothes to go date in, right? That's just the same way y'all tell men, don't date if you ain't ready to date. Well, then how you out here trying to date? Like, flip the script to the conversation. So if you in a situation where you feel like a man has to do something for you, no, because y'all ain't even dealing with grown men. Y'all out here trying to deal with little boys and think you supposed to get the world with it, and that's not how it works. See, when you have a man of substance, a man of substance is only going to go towards a woman of substance. And a man of substance ain't going to go to a woman that automatically coming out the door and she need him to give her anything. But also, a man of substance, he don't want nothing from you. Nothing from you, okay? He wants you to come stand in the paint and compliment him as he's going to compliment you, okay? So get your stuff together. And you're going to see that once you really get your stuff together, you're going to start attracting a completely different type of man. Now, you're going to have those bums that's going to be looking your way, but they're going to automatically know not to play with you because they are not in your your energy. You know, your aura going to shine so bright, they're going to be like, she ain't going to give me a chance. I was going through a phase in my life where I had, like, all, you know, all these little bombs and stuff trying to get with me and all that. I don't care about your problems. But as I was working on myself and continuously ascending, they don't even step to me. They don't even step to me because they already know that they don't have a chance. Like, they know they don't have a chance in the world to deal with me at all, right? So the key is working on you, sis. You want a man of value, but you dealing with a thug. You want a man of value, but you right here, you know, chilling with Ricky Bobby that smoke weed all day, and, you know, he going over here gambling and he shooting dice. Not to say there's nothing wrong with him, but he's not a man of value. I could tell you that. So you have to be mindful of who you're dealing with, and then you want to get a man of value and try to act like you're a woman of value, but he already see that you're not a woman of value. Why? Because you think you got a little body that somebody's supposed to do something for you. Maybe I've had a body my entire life, okay? No. You think because you're a woman, because you got a cat between your legs, that he's supposed to, you know, do all these things for you? No, baby, we all got one, so what makes yours different, all right? No matter what it is, like, you got to hold your own. So let me tell both of y'all something. When it comes down to the simple things, cooking, cleaning up. And I got small kids, right?
That's
but
cooking,
I still got to clean up.
That's a lost art, man.
I still got to clean up. I still got to make sure that I'm presentable. I still got to, you know, keep up on my lingerie, keep up on my cute little outfits in the house, keep up on my perfume, all of that stuff. I still got to clean up. I still have to cook. I still have to home my own. I got to have a car outside. I got to have a house to come into. I got to have all of those things on my own before attracting. And this ain't like I've always dated equal or up. Always.
Yeah, as you should.
From a from well before my first son's father, like, you better check the twins from Orlando. They made it on American Gangsta. You know what I'm saying? Got that joker tatted. You know, 10 solid with that fool. Like, it's always been up. You know what I'm saying? For me. So if you know me, you know, in a mug, they not hating. They're going to tell you, like, she always dealt with the main people. Here's the thing of why I had to get smart, because I was dealing with the kingpins. You know, y'all, I'll be 40 very, very soon. Less than a year. We're going to put it that way. Less than a year. So in my day, the kingpins, they was hot. That's when it was real money out there in them streets. That's when you was really getting it. Was the snitching era got heavy. I seen the snitching era, like, jump in like, 1998 and just change the whole game. 97, 98, 99, I seen the snitching era change this whole game. I was there. I was there. You know what I'm saying? These people with dumb money, but I got tired of
the crying. Wow.
I got tired of crying by the funeral. I got tired of, you know what I'm saying, hitting federal bureau of prisons for a visit. Yeah. I got tired of all of that. Right? So therefore, you want to change up what it is that you're doing. Therefore, you want to change up the energy that you're doing. So, yeah, I still want to boss, but I want to boss the legal way. Okay? So you still got to add value, sis. You still got to clean up. You still got to cook. You got to make sure that you are doing your womanly duties. You don't get no cookies for that, because that's what you should be doing. When you're trying to date somebody of value that really got value, baby, you got to do what you got to do. Why is you out here talking about you want to date somebody with a value? This man here on a 9-to-5 job, he barely taking care of himself. He got an extra $400 a month to splurge, and you want him to give you $200 of that, and you calling him names because he can't give you $200 or the $400, or because all he's giving you is $200 or the $400. But yet you're not bringing any value. You walk around with your hair done up. You spending hundreds of dollars on your hair, getting your hair done up, right? Because you thinking, looking at these Instagram girls, like, this is what it is, and this is how you're going to get it, and you got to be this way, and you got to be that way, baby. You just got to be you. Honey, I don't wear weave. I haven't wore weave in over 3 years. Honey, I don't put heat on my hair. I don't do any of that. I'm natural. My nails, they long as shit. They're natural. You know what I'm saying? I barely wear makeup unless it was an important shoot. I'm fresh-faced at all times. So why is it that you need to have all of these things to make you look like somebody else just to get somebody of value? Because I don't have a problem getting anybody of value being natural-faced and a natural body, right? No matter what it is, it's self-esteem, sis. That's what it is. So you got to figure out what are your strong suits. What can you bring to the table? I can sit down and make your man catch an orgasm just by talking business with him because I'm that chick. You know what I'm saying? I know what I bring to the table. I'm a business-minded motherfucker, and if you ask anybody around me, oh, she going to tell you. She a hustler. She going to get it. She know how to get it,
that's
right?
Value.
But how did I learn business? Because while I was out here dating these kingpins, I had them putting me in school for this, for that, for that, for this. I was going to school. My whole 20s, I was in school. I was in this college, that college. Huh? They was paying for it. They was making sure that I was straight. Like, y'all going trying to get bags, but you don't have any value trying to get a bag and shoes from that man. Let that man pay for you to go to school, because if he really has value and he want to see you win, he going to put you through school. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to go through no whole 4 years. You can go and get some little shit you want to be a notary. Bae, pay my notary class. Bae, I want to go do bail bondsman school. Bae, I want to do real estate school. Bae, I want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, let a person show you what they're capable of instead of thinking like somebody owes you anything, because nobody owes you anything. Period.com. It's not about, like, the kids that you have. It's not about none of that. But at the end of the day, it's, like, it's more so about you as a person. Like, nobody owes you anything. And guess what? It's not about, like, oh, if you don't ask a man for nothing, then you get everything, because I would not agree with that myself. But it's about when you got a real man and he see you about your business, he gonna for sure want to be a part of that and make sure that you're doing what you got to do. So when you say, oh, he don't respect women, you know, he don't respect women, listen, maybe he don't, but he will respect the black queen. So when you put yourself in position to be respected, you will get respected.
That's
I don't know. That's my take. What's up, Mo?
That's deep. All right. You hit on some stuff. All right. So once again, for the people out there listening, tonight's topic is, why are women so comfortable asking for help but can't add value to the man's life? Yeah, it's deep. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff for me to unpack, because you cover some different things. So first off, like you said, this was like a follow-up to last week's show. And before I even get into what I'm talking about this week, I want to just shout out last week's show, because, you know, I want to promote that and put it out there. But, you know, last week's show was like kind of like a behind the scenes, it seems like, for me, you know, because I was just listening. I was just, you know, you had some stuff you wanted to get off your chest on last week's show. So that had me start watching the show, put a ring on it. And this is kind of ties into this topic, you know what I'm saying? Put a Ring on It is a show that's on the OWN Network. And it's three different couples, and it's good, man. It's a good show. I'm probably into like episode 4 or 5, but the thing I really like about it is the psychologist. Her name is Dr. Nicole LaBeach. I made a preference to write her name down, because I'm going to probably Google her to see if she got any books and stuff like that, because she was really just hitting me in the head. I was like, man. So I guess I say that show kind of opened up a lot as far as psychology, because I've never been big on psychology. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been big on psychology, but I haven't been big on like going to see a psychiatrist or, you know, I know mental health is real big right now and all that type of stuff. But just to kind of get into what I'm going to say before I answer the question and stuff like that, is I was talking about it with another like associate. I was like, yeah, you ever seen the show? You know, it's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Just talking about the show aspect, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a few people might be hip to it, but this girl, she told me, she was like, you know, she's big into like psych, you know, going to see a psychiatrist and all that stuff too, because she was basically saying
it
that
is,
the the psychologist like goes digs deep, you know. It doesn't stay on the surface level, you know. It's things that you have to deal with, that you might have grew up with, traumas and stuff like that you might not even know you had, that's affecting your relationships and stuff like that. So from that aspect, the show is excellent, because this lady is on point. So, all right, so I just wanted to say that. So now getting to your first point. So for the first part, you talking about the women that be splurging on the men and stuff like that and wanting to wear the pants and all that type of shit. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, so I done been independent my whole life, man. Like, I just got to get it, you know what I'm saying? I don't like asking nobody for nothing. Like, that's just not in my DNA. And in my, you know, my family, you know what I'm saying? You know, all my people that I look up to, I guess my OGs, you know what I'm saying? Like, my uncles and my grandfather and stuff like that. You know, they was always these strong men that like held their own. You know what I'm saying? And the woman just complimented them. So I've never been in a situation to even try to finesse that, to try to, because that's just not me. But I do have some friends that I've noticed, you know what I'm saying? They kind of get into that, you know, finesse type shit. You know what I'm saying? Now that I got older, I can like peep game. You know what I'm saying? So I guess from that aspect, it's like, I don't know. I can't really speak on it, because I don't know about that life. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit just trying to upgrade you and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I got a business mind at all times now. You know what I'm saying? Especially where I'm at now. So it's just, we just gonna compliment each other and get to the bag. You know? And if I'm dealing with a female of that caliber, like, all right, I'm going to match you on, because, you know, I pride myself on adaptability. Whatever you into, I can match it. You know what I'm saying? And just take it up a notch, and I'll figure it out. And, like, let's get this together. Like, I'll adapt to you. Like, that's one thing that I'm very good at. I know. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's where I'm at on that aspect, but never like that. Like, we just don't put our thoughts together and just come up. Now, the second one that you said, that the caliber of ladies, when they talk about just always asking for shit, yeah, I can't even fuck with that energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, because I'm not no what you call a sugar daddy type dude. You know what I'm saying? That's just not my DNA either. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm just getting hustled. Like, hold up, man, like, to hustle me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll teach you the game. I know school is big on this, you know what I'm saying? I'll put you in position to do certain things, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't about to get, you know, be tricking off just on a regular basis like that. That's just not how I get down. So I guess, you know, you just got to find that balance, you know. So that's where I feel on that. And then let's see here. Why are women, so getting back to the question once again, why are women so comfortable asking for help but can't add value to a man's life? Oh, yeah. So the other thing that's a lost art, you know, and I think this comes with building a family structure and stuff like that because, you know, and not to knock because everybody's got their own situation, but, you know, I just noticed, and it's funny too, in the book, Bethany Benz talks about this, Elizabeth Ahmad is her real name, but how, like, you know, the media and stuff like that, it's like the baby mother, baby father and all that is kind of like, it's kind of in the forefront, you know what I'm saying, where the family values just get lost or whatever because, you know, you just see people with baby mothers and baby fathers and less marriages and stuff like that, and that's just kind of the new normal. But at the same time, I guess the part I want to get at is, like, because I think cooking and cleaning and stuff like that is a lost art, you know what I'm saying? And that's what builds a family to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when a woman can cook and clean, and then you see how a woman acts with her family, you know what I'm saying? And you just see how they interact. That's what makes you want to build that family structure, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel, now, getting to your one point, Black, as far as, like, the women that's, like, from that first I guess from our first section of women that you said, the go-getting women, or the women that's out here, like, career-wise, a lot of those women, like, they are built that way because they, you know, they've been, you know, college-educated and, you know, got into their careers and stuff like that, but they, like, a lot of them like the value of that home life, you know what I'm saying, because they've been so career-oriented that they don't get into the cooking, the cleaning, and, you know, because that's just like a lost art, man. So, like, if that wasn't taught to you, that's just not in you. You know what I'm saying? If you've been spoiled and stuff like that or coddled, that's not in you. And I think that's just a major thing that's lacking in this generation that we're at. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why a lot of times you have less and less families and stuff like that because people just, you know, having sex and, you know, not protected and then getting, you know, pregnant and having a kid, and then, you know, there's no structure. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the main value that I'd be looking at. I mean, because, of course, you know, value is different in different ways. Like I said, I can adapt to different people's value or different strengths. But I think that's, you know, that's something that I see that's lacking. As far as women of this generation, but go ahead. So I don't know if you want to take it, but that's why.
Yeah, but not every man is like into that because you got more men that know how to cook and clean up themselves, right? But again, I'm very old school, you know. And the people that I end up, like, any relationship that I've ended up in, they like the same. They on the same level. Like, yeah, they can cook. Like my dude can cook. But at the same time, he'd be like, okay, what you cooking? You know, he know how to clean up, but at the same time, you know, when he walk in the house, he looking to see if it's cleaned up. I know the look on his face. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with certain people, you know, you attract certain people that can overlook those things. But when you want somebody of value, right, when you want to snag somebody of value, you got to know how to hold these things down on your own, like for real. Like looks and all that stuff, it don't get it. It really don't.
It don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Or you might get tired of it. You know what I'm saying? I said looks fade or you get tired of it after a while. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have other things that they bring to the table. That's
exactly. And a lot of y'all don't bring nothing to the table. You'll bring that to the table. Like, you get somebody, y'all chill. Y'all drink, y'all do drugs together. And, oh, that's your boo, and you really like him, and you trying to get him on that level, right? Then you may go in there. You got women that want to smoke with you, whatever. They can cook, right? And they gonna give you all the sex in the world, but the value stops there. You know what I'm saying? So for
that
the type of
value.
People that you
it all depends
want,
on your definition
like,
of value, though, in a way.
Significant value, you kind of got to really step your you up. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, no matter who you're dealing with, step your you up. If you tired of attracting a certain type of person, you tired of relationships, you tired of things not working, step your you up. You know what I'm saying? Go learn how to cook. If you don't know how to cook, they got cookbooks out there. Go learn how to cook. If you feel as though you can't learn how to cook from a cookbook, then that means that you got a problem with following directions, okay? So you got to work on that. You know what I'm saying? You got to work on your patience. You got to work on your skills. It's all about you. When it all comes down to the situation, when it comes down to the situation with women and men, it's a you thing. For men, it's a you thing. It's a them. You, for women, it's a you thing. It's a y'all thing, right? And you have to bring something to the table. Now, once dude, like, I don't have this conversation a lot because I don't want people to feel like, oh, you know, you acting like, you know, you better than this, that, and the other. I didn't say that I was better than you, but if you're going to tell me I'm better than you, thank you. But what I can tell you is that while I was out and I was a stripper, I was still going to school. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you that when I was out and I was doing whatever I was doing in the streets, I was still having these men invest in me the right way. I was never a label person, never into the name brand clothes, trying to make myself look like anything because I already looked like who I needed to look like. But what I was doing was adding value to myself. I wasn't running around. You know what I'm saying? And even in the growth process now, love was not at the forefront, right? Never had a problem being in a relationship, have had some, you know, very long relationships. But it was never about love for me then. I only started really paying attention to this love thing when I got deeper into my spirituality, and it's like, okay,
wow.
It's a part that you got to work on. You have to,
wow,
you have to connect.
You have to bond. Wow.
I told you, I was emotionally attached up until maybe 4 years ago. I was
emotionally
like three
detached.
And a half years ago, to be honest. I was very emotionally detached.
Honestly,
and
yeah, detached,
I really didn't care. Like, something happened, I get over it, and I keep moving. Like, it was just one of those things that I never paid attention to that because it was about me.
So wait, hold on.
It was about where I was going and what I was doing.
Because when you say you didn't have any relationships with love, so what was the connecting point of the relationship?
It was basic, like lust. You know, if I liked you a lot, we would chill. But I would still keep it to where, you know,
it's
like okay,
like you, like so. If it got cut off, it's like it's nothing, no feelings involved. I'm like,
I go with
him
for about a week, maybe two max, depending on how long we was dealing, and I'm back out doing my thing. I always stayed doing my thing. Right. It was always I couldn't let anything deter me from getting the bag. So feelings was a deterrent of getting the bag because you out and I was on the road a lot. You know, I traveled a lot.
So you kind of
you know
took
what I'm
on
saying?
The dude's mentality
like,
is what you're saying because a lot of guys. Have that
well, I mean,
it's
if that's what you call it, then
yeah,
I was just really emotionally detached when it came down to it because the only thing I cared about was making sure I got the bag, making sure that, you know, I went to that next level. And, like, now, like, even with,
now,
you know,
want
my
a little
people,
bit more. You want something more. You want some more.
With my people, it's like, you know, I'd be like, man, I'm done. But then I think about it, and I'd be like, shit, now let me take my
that's
ass, let me get my ass back
right,
on
well,
the porch.
That is the love creeping in. because
like let me get my ass back on this porch. I'm not gonna be dealing with this.
Yeah,
you know, like you can pay attention
off,
to certain things, and that family thing is very important because you know you got a lot of people that come from a very damaged background. You know what I'm saying? And when you sit and look at that situation, and you got people that's always in the mix of your situation, it's like it's gonna always be drama, especially when that person is attached to whoever is causing the drama, then you know it's kind of like, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to play my role how it goes, but it's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Type situation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, your family, your background, your upbringing, like I want somebody like me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm close with my family. If you have never met my father, like I'm not close to you. Now I know I stay in a different state now, but you know, even my people, it just be about okay, us getting the time to go back home. You know what I'm saying? So for him, he hands down, you know, he definitely will meet him, and you know, hopefully, you know, it'll be very, very soon. Because I got to go pay a visit with my dad. But if you have never met my father, I have never looked at you in a situation of love. You know what I'm saying? My older son, daddy, you know, one time being there as well. But, you know, definitely love. You know what I'm saying? But it took him a while to meet my father. I'm my father's only girl. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's like I hold that to, like, value and true. You got some people that just let anybody meet their family because they feel like, okay, this going to make them feel special and they with it. When my mama was alive, my mama was like, look, if that's not somebody that you want to be with, that you done been with for X amount of time, don't bring them around. Right? And then and that's something that stuck with me. Right,
that's
my mama did not play that. So, you know, it wasn't too many people that met my mom,
like
you know what I'm saying? More friends than anything, like, that's nothing. But if I bring you to meet my father, then you know that I love you. You know what I'm saying? If you've been to my father's house with me, you know, there's definitely love there. And it's like, it hasn't, you know, it hasn't been like that for a long time. So, it's one of those things, you know what I'm saying? Even if under a toxic situation, my father can look at you. You would think that he not paying attention, but he can look and be like, he'd be like, I don't like him. Something about him. You know what I'm saying? So I have to know that I have to go through that before I even, you know, send him, you know, that way. You know what I'm saying? To even check that out. So, you know, things like you have to be on the same values as, you know, as I am when it comes to certain things in life. Somebody that you end up in a relationship with and they not jumping up, you know, readily allowing you to meet their children and things like that. Like, you know, that's the type of individual that I'm looking for, because a man of status and value, he is not letting you meet his family.
Or the kids.
He's not letting you meet his family.
You can't be letting people meet your kids. It ain't real.
Under consistently dealing with each other, he not letting you meet his family under 6 months. He definitely not letting you meet his children, you know what I'm saying, under about 8 months or a year. So, like, these are the things that you have to pay attention to when you're talking about a person of value, right? But, you know, these people that you might feel like you're in love with and in lust with, you're not paying attention to who you are saying that you are in love or in lust with, right? You're just going out. You're just dealing with people. Even if you have children with people, that doesn't mean that by default they skipped the line. Okay, you may have skipped the line and had a child with somebody, but that still means that you still have to go through the proper process in reference to that. My oldest son, father, is the only one that has met all of my family. That's love. We was together for 7 years. Like, that's the only person, like, you know, out of, you know, I had a child from anything. That's the only person that has met all of my family. But I'm very, you know, low-key like that. You know, after all of the last kabocle, you know, I'm dating somebody and putting them on social media and that shit go way left and all of that, I stopped doing all of that. You know what I'm saying? If I post my folks, I'm going to blur his face. He in my stories on IG now, but his whole face is whited out, right? And he's mixed. Well, he's albino, but he's mixed. He has white in his blood. And that's the closest I'll get to white. You know, I don't think I'll ever be able to deal with a pure white.
Okay.
But he's definitely black, right? Because the black side speaks out more than anything, right? Definitely like that. But, you know, when you, that white side, right? And I see now, I see now because, like,
what you about to say?
When it comes to
that
date, like, that white side, it's
a
whole
side?
Lot different.
What you mean, that white side? I'm lost. Hold on.
It's a whole lot different than, you know, when black folks in dating. He's just a whole lot different. Like, and he definitely holds me accountable. Like, if we go on a hiatus, it's a conversation that has to be had. He's like, look,
but what the
you
white
know,
side?
ain't no playing poly. Ain't no doing none of that. Like, listen, if you not finna be strictly by us, then we not doing this. Like, and he'll say that in a heartbeat. Like, you going to either be strictly about us and what we're doing or you're not. You know, and that side, as I'm like, all right, white boy, because that's the white side of him coming out. You know? When he sit down, drinking his Hennessy, whatever kind of Hennessy Platinum or whatever he drank. He drank Hennessy VSOP. When he drinking his Hennessy, you know what I'm saying, and smoking his Black and Mild and talking his shit, that's the black side of him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can see, you know, it's
wait,
like,
hold on.
Hey.
What's the white side is, I'm not with the poly, that's what you're saying?
The white side is just that play. Like, no, this is not what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do this. You know, we're coming up. We're working towards the greater good. You know, we have plans and we have goals. So I need you to get it together. What do we need to talk about? Like, what do we need to talk about? How do we need to fix? No, how do we need to rectify this situation?
Okay. I get it.
That's the white side.
That's the white side,
right? And so I don't feel like I'm cheating, right? Because, you know, it was his parents that did it. You know, he a black guy, love black women, and he black. You know, he got the fresh lineup, you know, da-da-da. But, you know, that also, like, he's not a trust fund baby. Yes, he has things that were passed down, but how can I be mad at him that his family lined him up for greatness? You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things is that they lined him up for greatness and he took over and took off, right? And if we did that more for our children, we would create more millionaires early on as opposed to having, you know what I'm saying, you know, having them struggle after we struggle.
Facts.
So, you know, it's a lot different dealing with the whole mixed situation, but you know it is what it is.
Is it albino or mixed? But because you said two things, you said two different things. But
he's both.
Oh, albino and mixed. I'm like, okay, I'm confused.
If you look at Drake, right? You see Drake's son is albino. Like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
I
both.
Never seen.
But
never
see
seen
Drake's girl, like, she's like something, but she's not black at all.
Oh yes, yeah, I don't know what. But okay, I get it.
Yeah, he's both. He has red hair, red facial hair, freckles. He's very, very, very red himself. He's albino, but he's mixed. Like, their family portrait, you're going to see some full-bred white kids in their family portrait.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Like, he's
there,
and then you're
going to
see the mixed kids. Like, they're all either red or white.
Okay, yeah. So, term I used to, I like to say with that, I can't even think of it, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but I don't post him because it's like, you know, I don't want no beef, you know, and then people know him, and then it's like, oh, you know, she dealing with such and such, you know.
So you say he
real, none of that.
Mulatto.
You know,
mulatto's the word.
Mulatto,
that's the word, mulatto.
It was long overdue because it's like, okay, you're going to try something different. Right. Everybody, I like chocolate men, you know, but that wouldn't get me nowhere, right? And, you know,
okay.
I love
yeah,
my
no,
brother.
Because I remember when you said you was, you know, you got engaged. That guy, he was like mixed too, right? He was mulatto too, right? It was like about 2 years ago.
He wasn't mixed. He was just really, really red.
Oh, okay. I got So that's your flavor right now. It seemed like, all right, but
yeah, like that's been my little flavor. Yeah. And look, and I don't know if it has something to do with me saying, okay, you know what? Let me go get my butt back on this porch. Let's work it out. I don't know, but all I know is, it's in a situation where you can sit down and have honest communication, and you guys can work on what you need to work on. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What it got to do with it? I just know.
The universe is sending you different things, man. So hey, who knows?
I'm back at home. Look, I thought,
man,
I was finna play in the streets in the water, but you
He's
know,
back.
I'm back
okay,
on the porch.
Yeah. Yeah, you wanted a little something, but it didn't. You're like, all right.
And
so,
I didn't even do anything while I was out
of,
there.
You was thinking maybe, but then you're like, nah, I'm good. Nah,
yeah, I got
I
really close to it, but the universe was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
That's why. Well, look, let's just jump into the world famous chopper. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. So, you know, without further ado, you know what I'm saying, if you're new to the show, this is definitely my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit. So this is the world famous chop up. So I'm going to dive into it, man, because there's a couple topics from last week, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Black had her behind the scenes show last week. So we back at it. But so I'm gonna top it off. I'm going to get right back into to put a ring on it, because there was something I was about to say. Oh, yeah. So just to set it up, because I know, Black, you said you've never seen the show. So to put a ring on the show, like I said, it's three different couples, and what's pretty cool about it, once again, this is the on the OWN network, the Oprah Winfrey Network or whatever. But yeah, so basically it's three different couples, and then it's a psychologist. And so the three couples is wanting to get married, I guess, eventually, but they kind of like on the fence, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of close to it, but they want to make sure that this is what they really want to do. So, with the show, it allows them, so they'll come in, and they can go on another date with somebody, you know what I'm saying? So the first episode, it was all got a chance to go on a date with another person. So, now, when you go on a date with the other person, you come back, you talk about the date, talk about, you know, what was good with the date, you know what I'm saying? And then the lady asks you, okay, do you want to go on another date with the person? So you can, or you can just be like, nah, I'm straight, and then they'll set you up with somebody else. But you still gonna have to date, but you know, you can continue to date that one person, or you can just go to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So it's been kind of interesting. So you see that, you know, one of the guys on there is pretty insecure, you know what I'm saying, one of these dudes. And then he was kind of all crying, like, you know, because he got all jealous because the girl, you know, his girl went on a date, and she had a good time. And I think she wanted to go on a second date, but he was all like, nah. So she didn't. So she didn't go on a date. And then later on, she ended up going on another date with somebody else. But anyway, it was pretty good. But the one thing I will say, and I don't want to give it away for nobody. I'm just, you know, you have to watch it on yourself. But the one thing I will say about my one guy, Darian, that's on the show, I like how he playing it. I like how he's playing it on the show. Like, because, like I said, they're asking, all right, so you want to go on another date? And he go on a date with the one girl, and then he coming back, and they like, so, you know, you want to go on another date? He like, yeah, so I want to check it out. So the other girl that he's with, they want to put a ring on his finger, she getting tight, but he like, yo, chill, this is like the rules of the show. So it was kind of interesting, not to give it away, but I'm like, then probably like episode 5. So most of the people that's on the show, they didn't, like, switched it up and, you know, went on different dates with different people. But the thing about him, he's on the fourth date, and that's where I'm at now, with the one person. So now the girl's like, yo, you going on fourth date? She's like, you got another girlfriend. And he like, look, man.
And he's talking about people. He's talking about Darian, which is my baby daddy. So,
why are you getting mad? Like,
that's,
you know, the rules
we were talking about last week, y'all.
Exactly. So I'm gonna put a period on it for now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put a little comma, and to be continued. But it's a good show, man. Shout out to it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and definitely doing this thing on that show, man. So shout out to that. And then, like I said, I'm gonna put Black Special behind the scenes show, you know, up on Twitter for people to listen, man. Because Black really kind of, you know, gave her, perspective on it. So I thought that was cool. So let's see here. What else we got in the world famous chop up? So, Black, before I run down, we got about 20 minutes left of the show. Did you have anything that you was tripping on this week that you wanted to talk about?
People be careful. We have ladies coming up missing again. So be mindful of that.
Kelly Price, right?
Also, for all of my peoples that gets money via Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, and Square, starting January 2022, the government is requiring them to give your information so they can send you a 1099. Anybody that gets over $600 in a year, right, which is damn near everybody, especially if you know people and you be like, send me some money, boo, your little boo thing.
Oh, yeah.
You want them to send you some money?
They won't tax.
The government
now
wants to tax anything that you are getting over $600. Anything
PayPal,
over $600, the government is saying you have to pay taxes on it.
That's going
to
come up. Yeah.
Y'all
need
to be mindful of that and go back to cash. I know you might have your little boo thing out of state or whatever, but you're going to need to find a different way to get your money, or you're going to pay Uncle Sam taxes on it. That's coming up January 2022.
Yeah,
I know PayPal has already started. I do get a lot of my business, you know, because of the type of business that I do, tarot readings and my personal readings and stuff like that. That's how I get paid, through these forms of payment, because I deal with people all over the world. And for me, I'm not really mad, but I'm like, damn, man, y'all got to be all in my business.
Yeah.
So
you knew that. I knew
it's
that was
just
coming.
That I
got to
pay
that
taxes on it now versus
so
taking the easy way route. So make sure you guys are aware of that. PayPal for sure is already sending out notifications to you saying you need to put your social on your PayPal if you don't. And for you guys that already have your social, when you get that 1099, don't be shocked come 2023, because they are reporting your transactions over 600. There is a law that they have in place that they are trying to finalize as well, that if you have more than $600 sitting in your account, in your bank account,
they can monitor
that. They can actually go in and see what you're spending your money on, how you're getting this money, where is it coming from. So they are changing the game for 2022, because they are like, there's not enough people to you know, that's reporting their taxes. Now, on the flip side, which my homie said it and made a lot of sense, you can finance cars and apartments based on saying, I do hair, I'm self-employed, and you can use your Zelle payments and your Cash App payments and all of that
as a form of finance.
So, because, and then if you were self-employed, they also, you know, allowed you to, you know, if you got a PPP loan, you know, you was able to use that as well. So it's a catch-22, because you will be able to use this form of income now. When you're seeking things, like, instead of having to have money in a bank, so for the self-employed people, you'll be able to show your Cash App transactions and all of that good stuff. For the people that wasn't trying to do that, you know, you're there now. So it's going to open up another form of payment for some, and it's going to open up some headaches for the others. So just be mindful of that. Be mindful of your surroundings. They've started back with the kidnapping, and I think that was all that I had.
All right. So, be careful out here. So, so a couple things, you know, especially since, like I said, there's a couple things that I didn't get to last week. So, first and foremost, I don't think I talked about this last week, but shout out to the verses. You know, the last verses, we had Fat Joe versus Ja Rule, and that was a sneaky good verses. You know, it's like a couple weeks ago or whatever, but you know, just to give a quick recap, man, it was cool. You know, Fat Joe brought out Ashanti. Oh, no, Fat Joe brought out Remy, and then Ja Rule brought out Ashanti. And, you know, Fat Joe's got a hit song with Ashanti, too, so it was cool, man. This one was, like, one of the best ones, too, man, because it was, like, a straight-up concert. So just shout-out, man. It was good to see, like, you know, Murder, Inc. get their shine or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because I look at, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Ja Rule, but I did like Murder, Inc., man. I definitely thought they had a wave, especially when it's Ja Rule. They were like a three-headed monster, like Ja Rule, Ashanti, and Irv Gotti. And then, you know, Fat Joe definitely put on for the Bronx. And I always just love Remy, you know what I'm saying? I love the whole aspect. Remy was just, you know, running with Fat Joe and all the Puerto Ricans up in the Bronx, man. You know, she was just the one black girl that stood out, man. I always thought that was just a dope. But definitely was a... Yeah, definitely was just entertaining, man. So shout out to that. And then, like, speaking of music, what's definitely got me in the zone right now, and like I talked about at the beginning of the show, but, man, shout out to West Side Gun, and it's called Hitler Wears Hermes 8, and it's part A, and then part B just dropped. Definitely so far it's album of the year for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a music person, man, and I love just artistic street music, you know what I'm saying, especially when it's just like real artistically done, man, and you really got to think, and you know what I'm saying, and it's just like it's just, you know, it's just it's abstract, you know what I'm saying. I love the abstractness of it, you know what I'm saying. So it might go over some people's heads, but I get it, man. I see the art of it. But what I thought was genius about it, of course, a couple weeks ago, or like the beginning of September, we had the big Drake versus Kanye versus Drake. You know, they dropped like two hit albums. And then right in the summer, you know, when I was in Atlanta, my soundtrack was definitely Nas, King's Disease 2. You know what I'm saying? I bigged up and really loved that project from Nas. I love the King's Disease series that he got with Hit-Boy. So that kind of set the tone, you know, in the summer for me. I was like, all right, that's album of the year. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, Nas, you know, because he won rap album of the year last year for King's Disease 1. Then he came back with King's Disease 2, and everybody like, oh, man, you got to do King's Disease 3. You know what I'm saying? We're loving this. So I love how that put Nas back in the forefront. And then, like I said, at the beginning of September, now you got, yeah, and then, you know, at the beginning of September, now you got the Kanye and Drake. And then, you know, of course, we went back and forth on both of those albums and stuff like that. But in the middle of all that, West Side Gun dropped the Hitler Wears Hermes Side 8. And I was feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, it was kind of getting lost in the sauce because of those other albums. So the genius part about it now was, like, just when the talk and everything kind of starts to fade a little bit on those albums, he drops, you know, Hitler Wears Hermes Part 8 Side B. And this one, and it's like just 20 more songs came out, you know, Friday morning midnight or Thursday night midnight, however you want to look at it. But definitely just, man, it's just dope, man. Like, I haven't heard an album like this to put me in the zone since I heard, like, way back in the 90s, man, way long time ago when Raekwon dropped Only Built for Cuba Links. To me, that album.
Why are you speaking of albums? Salute to NBA Youngboy. He dropped the album. His album is number one. And he has a song that's number one on Apple iTunes.
Really? Okay.
They did have the conversation because YouTube, which I have no slander for YouTube, but YouTube said that they did not want to promote the album just because of his image. His team was definitely upset. But, yeah, NBA Youngboy dropped from behind bars. Yep, and went number one.
He's locked up right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, damn. Yeah, I got to check it out. Even though I didn't even realize he, you know, he came out. I have to peep it. So, yeah, maybe I'll have to check that out and come back on next week's chop up with that. But, yeah, so definitely, you know, lastly, just thumbs up to, like I said, Hitler Wears Hermes, man. Definitely gets the Mo Benz Rap Radio seal of approval. Also want to shout out to, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, but Michaela Coel, and too bad we don't got Smooth on the check-in tonight, but she won for the HBO show that I was really zoning out to. I May Destroy You, you know what I'm saying? So she took the Emmy. It was good, man. I just like her, man. She's just like a, you know, English chick, black chick. I forgot, you know, family definitely African, but definitely was just a groundbreaking show in my opinion, man. A lot of just different angles and stuff like that. And I didn't even see the last couple of episodes because, like I said, my connect with HBO got my HBO plug went out. But I'm going to probably just end up getting HBO back in the next coming weeks because I definitely want to see the last season of Insecure. And then Lovecraft Country is another HBO show that got some burn. It's controversial. I know it didn't.
Yeah, I think they said that they didn't renew Lovecraft Country. I don't watch those things, but I did see something saying that they didn't renew it. You know, I'm very basic with my TV shows, but I think that I'm gonna start getting into some things that
some
you know make sense.
Yeah,
because
you know, you
the only thing I really watch, the only thing I really watch is 90 Day Fiancé, Married at First Sight, and I just started watching those because I get bored. But when I turn my TV on, I'll be like, oh, my God, there's nothing to watch. And I'm not big on TV at all. I don't really watch TV, but, you know, I'm Naked and Afraid. And I don't have any new episodes of Naked and Afraid because it's the off season.
I've never seen that one.
For
Naked
my
and Afraid.
Show.
What's that about? They just Naked and Afraid.
Well, they put like two people in the wild butt naked.
Naked.
And they have to survive for 21 days or 60 days or whatever.
Shit.
They literally have to survive on their own. Sometimes it's freezing cold or whatever the case may be. So. Yeah, it's a good outdoorsy show.
Okay.
I'm big on the nature type stuff, so
yeah,
I don't
too.
Really
I
have shows
meat eater
that I can really get into because I know it's a lot of programming and X, Y, and Z, so I need to find, like, stuff that I know to connect to as being real that's not trying to portray somebody white greater than somebody black and that's trying to portray the situation.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Now it seems like I watch a lot of television, but I'm real selective. But when I do watch something more, so I'm not a big TV watcher either. But the shows I do watch, I watch. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But you definitely got to practice discernment. I'm not one that just can come home, turn on the TV, and let the TV watch you. And you just flicking through channels like that part, I don't get how people, you know, do that. But, you know, certain shows where I feel like because I like to learn, you know what I'm saying? And if I'm not learning nothing, then I it has no value, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm good. But, yeah, so I definitely want to, you know, finish the, you know, I May Destroy You. Like, I'm just probably missed, like, the last couple of episodes of that. So, definitely can't wait to see that when I reconnect my HBO, and then I definitely want to dive into this Lovecraft Country, and then I just want to see why it wouldn't get renewed. It seems like it was a hit show, and then that's the last show that Michael K. Williams, once again, rest in peace, was on. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely kind of want to just check that out. Let me see here. What else we got in news? So also, too, some sneaky news. I mean, it's going on in New York. I actually took a field trip here, like my own little kind of like field trip, man. You know, this past, you know, a few months ago. But right now we have the United Nations in New York just going on. You know what I'm saying? So the United Nations is, I should have Googled it. This, you know, it's basically all of our allies, all of the countries that we are allies with, they come to New York, and it's a whole little section right on the water, like in Manhattan, where, you know, the United Nations just meet up, you know. So all these diplomats and ambassadors and everything embark on. It starts on the 21st and it ends tomorrow, and it's just a conference, you know, and it just talks about different world views, you know. So of course, COVID is one of the big things, and things of that nature. So it's just, you know, it's just kind of interesting. I mean, it's an eerie like place, though. Well, I mean, when I went out there, it was like in March, but it was like just an eerie kind of place, man. You definitely feel some type of energy there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something, you know, definitely some things going on beneath the surface there. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of interesting. So, you know, we'll see what comes out of that. You know, Biden, of course, is speaking. I think that's the one. I think you sent me a video when Obama had said something. You sent me like a link or something.
Yeah,
a while back. I think that was at
we weren't smart enough to govern ourselves.
Yeah, that's why we need.
And all of, you know, all of those videos are gone, right? And then
I sent you
a video. That's why I started sending them to you in the DM. I sent you one today.
I got to check it out.
What did he play in? He's an actor.
I don't know that guy. He's like a comedian or something like that. I didn't get a chance to kind of dive into it, but I know it's a few of them with the same guy, right? That you sent me. I got to dive into it.
Yeah. He's an actor,
okay.
But he played in some
He's a comedian.
Like the bomb.com. Like, you know, he's from over the pond. But, you know, he goes to talking about, like, you know, he's raising awareness. He has 2 million followers. Mm. And he's raising awareness, saying, like, you know, he's consciously speaking, like, okay, the fact checker, that's on Facebook, right? The fact checker said this is not true. But the people that are funding the fact checker are the people behind the agenda. So are they going to really tell you that something is not true, or they don't want you to be into it? And a lot of videos that I share – that has a lot of truth in it. Like, if it wasn't, like, close to true, they'll be like, okay, yeah, this is not true. Facebook will remove those videos, bro. Like, they're removing the videos of people speaking the truth, and they're going against free speech. So when we're around here worried about, you know, people, it was a comedian, and he was talking about, like, how, black people came together and how the white woman hijacked, you know, the Black Lives Movement and took the attention from the black people and put it on herself. And then he was talking about how, you know, gay people, like, why do gay people have the whole month of June as Gay Pride Month, but black people in itself, Black History Month is 28 days. It's not even a full month. They remove the video. All of these things, when people are speaking the truth about things, they remove it because they don't want you to be conscious. So it's more so like you kind of got
Black History Month just became Slavery Month anyway, though. So I'm just like, I ain't even mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Black History Month is teaching us
Russell Brand. That's his name. Russell Brand. He's on Instagram. RussellBrand. If you do not follow Russell Brand, make sure you do. He talks about the vaccines. You know, they have people breaking things down. Like, you're telling me to get the COVID, you know, shot because of this. But anybody that I've been around that had the COVID shot, like, I got, like, extremely tired. Anytime I've been around anybody with the COVID shot, I just get extremely tired and, like,
sleep for
a whole day or two.
You get tired or they get tired?
I get tired. That's the whole thing. That's why my children don't get vaccines. It's like, you know that they're putting the COVID in your body.
Hold on. You just said that if somebody has the vaccine and they're around you, you get tired?
I'm not vaccinated, right? I've been around two different people that have been vaccinated. And it's like my body, like my throat was trying to get sore. I was getting really tired. Like, and every single time I did the same exact thing. I went and took an elderberry. What?
I'm good. You saying the energy
what
from
are you
me?
Asking?
Can you... All right, cause,
no,
hold on,
like that's the thing,
steady.
like because they have the COVID in their body now from the vaccine. That's what's in the vaccine, COVID virus. So they actually are walking around with the COVID virus. It's not as potent enough to physically give me COVID, but it is strong enough for it to affect people that are non-vaccinated. People that are non-vaccinated. I'm not the only one. I wouldn't speak on it. I've been talking to people, and I'm like, you know, my body just shut down. On two different occasions, my body just completely shut down, and they're like, shit, I did too. I was around X, Y, and Z, you know, and this is what happened. When you are around them and they have this COVID in them because they have the vaccine, for me, you know, I've got tired. My throat was getting scratchy. I take an elderberry, you know, take some other herbs that I won't name. And I lay down and I go to sleep. I slept for 2 days the other day. I couldn't get up.
Wow. I mean, look,
2 days, like no bullshit.
That's wow, man.
It's a lot going on, but you gotta pay attention.
Wild.
Like they telling you to get these shots, and it's they putting so much in there, but you can still get fucked up. The people on The View, I think it was The View or The Real, one of the two. Kamora Harris, she was supposed to go on there. Two people tested positive for COVID, and they all got vaccines. And they took them off.
Yeah, they took them off the air, like on the air or some shit like that.
Yeah, took them off the air, on the air, and they came back and said, you know, Kamora was going to do the interview remotely.
Well, look.
But they were like, oh, I'm sure they're going to be okay because we're vaccinated through the wazoo. So if you can still get it, what's the point of getting a shot? Like, dummy? Like, I don't know. But whatever.
Here's the thing,
it's 10 seconds left. Close it out.
Yeah, all I'm going to say is welcome to the roaring 20s, man. This is it, man. We're in 2021. We're about to get into 2022. It's getting a little spooky, but, you know, I don't know, maintain. But anyway, you know, so as always, shout out to Black on the topic. Shout out to you on the world famous Chopper. You know, if you missed the show, definitely just look out for the retweet. Definitely going to put that out there. Same time, same place next week. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Good night.